So, praise God. God is doing some awesome things. And what took place last night was powerful. And just want to let the people of God know that God has given us influence. The kingdom of God is being expanded in every area of society, in every sphere of influence. And so just giving a brief update of what was transpiring here in our city, the city of Antioch. Everybody is most likely familiar with the proposition that passed this past November, Proposition 64, with the legalizing of marijuana for adult and recreational use. And so with that, when it was passed, California basically now has to set up the regulations and the parameters on how to basically tax and license those who want to get involved in the marijuana industry and business. And so they're going to be rolling out licenses starting in January of 2018. And so that leaves all cities and jurisdictions within California charged with the task now of how are they going to regulate marijuana in their respective cities and their jurisdictions. The state of California, according to state law, they won't issue a license or a permit to a business to operate in a jurisdiction if that local jurisdiction does not honor permitting marijuana uses commercially or medically in their own local jurisdictions and their own policies. So last night, the city council has been looking and they have been directing staff, and they had them come back with the informational report on basically options on how to regulate marijuana here in the city of Antioch. And so the report was given, and basically the options for commercial use basically deal with the industrial side as well as the commercial retail side. So industrial deals with everything from cultivation to large grow houses of marijuana, to the manufacturing and, you know, from the processing, the distribution and the wholesale. And then on the retail side, you're talking about dispensaries and you're talking about micro businesses. So just to kind of imagine, just think of basically as we have smoke shops already, we have liquor stores, just think of literal marijuana stores and dispensaries on corners here in the city of Antioch. Or if you go down here right back behind us here on Wilbur, you go back there and all of a sudden you see this large industrial complex and there's literally thousands of plants being grown in there, harvested for marijuana. So these are the options that are being presented before our officials here in the city of Antioch. And cities are really looking at this as from a revenue standpoint. It is a very lucrative business. We've known that from it being in the black market, and obviously people turn to it because they can make a lot of money doing it. But now we see our government trying to get in on that business. And so what we're having now is we're having governments, our local city here in Antioch, and cities all across the nation, they're dealing with budget deficits. And so they're seeing this as a way to fill that hole in their budget deficits and almost not even looking at the unintended and the apparent consequences that'll come with it. So we went to represent last night. It was put on the agenda last Friday. I shared with the apostle after service on Sunday just to kind of give a heads up what was happening in our city. And if anybody was available to go that wanted to voice, we went to the meeting on Monday night. And so it was a powerful moment. We only had 3 minutes each to speak, but the 3 minutes, I believe they were anointed. They got to the point. We were able to make a righteous stand and to let them know where we stood on the issue. Also, at the time, we were the only ones that spoke up at the time. So it's just the introduction at this point. They're just trying to get information. They want to hear all of the options of what's available, what they can do. But we want to make a statement loud and clear that we don't want it in our city. We don't want it in our community. There's so many factors that go into it from a public safety standpoint, from burglaries and robberies. You know, a lot of these marijuana industries, the federal level doesn't recognize marijuana as being legal. It's still illegal. It's an illegal substance classified in our federal code. So once again, California is on this edge of rebelling and wanting to do its own thing. And so with that, marijuana industries, they're largely cash businesses, meaning that the federal banks, they won't issue and they won't really deal with marijuana industry because it's coming from illegal purposes. And so with that, a lot of these businesses have a lot of cash on hand, which makes it susceptible for robberies and thieves and things like that. So there's a public safety issue. There's also public health. We know that there's substance abuse is a big issue in our community. We see it every time, and we shared that instance with them as we're out here in evangelism, we're out here in special ops. We're dealing with this every time we go out. People are under the influence, drunk, high, and we see the destruction that it's doing in our city. So why would we want to make that more available in our own community, seeing the destruction that it brings? Also, they're looking at the revenue aspect, but there's no data, there's nothing that shows, you know, as far as the regulation of it, you know, because if you put policies in place to want to regulate certain businesses, then you have to have staff to regulate that. You have to have increased security, increased law enforcement. You have to have staff that's going to go out there and make sure that, you know, if they're making weed brownies and weed substances, that, you know, it's up to food codes, it's up to health standards. So there's a big cost with that. And so all these things factor into all of this when it comes to marijuana. But the righteous are standing up, and we just want to make our voice heard. That was the main issue with last night. And what I've shared with the apostle, I've shared with the leadership here in the house and Pastor Lucia, is that this was just the introduction, and it's going to come back. And we have to hold our leaders accountable. We have to hold them accountable, the positions that they're in, because the loudest voice usually gets the outcome that they desire. And so we want to make sure that they hear the church loud and clear on this issue. One thing that we can rejoice in, that we do have a mayor that does believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he is a man of faith, but at the same time, he needs to know that there's some backing behind him, that he doesn't have to stand out on his own limb, but that you can stand on your integrity, you can stand on the truth of God's word with moral integrity, and we want to make sure that we're behind our mayor on that front. But the council, we know at least three of the council members, and remember, we have a five-member council. Most councils are that way. It only takes three to agree to make a decision, and right now, we have about three council members who are on the fence. We heard two that came out strong last night in the opposition, understanding the impact that it will have on the community. But we have three that are open to see, you know, hey, this possible revenue. We got budgets. Let's see what we can do about this. And they're kind of, my mind is open to see whatever happens. So we want to make sure that they hear our voice loud and clear once again. And so I'll be keeping everybody updated, because this is our city. We're declaring that this city belongs to the Lord, the city of Antioch. We're going to see revival released. The kingdom of God is being loosed here in the city of Antioch, and we want to make sure that our officials, they aren't doing anything that's going to bring greater destruction to the community and those who are here in the city of Antioch. And so with that, there will be follow-up, and so just be on the lookout, because we're going to need everybody to get engaged. We're going to need you to send emails to the city council members and letting them know, no, we don't want this in our city. When they bring it back, when staff brings it back and they're looking to make an official ordinance or to adopt something here in the city, we got to make sure we show out in numbers. If you know people here in the city of Antioch, let them know what's happening. Let them know about the effects that'll come. I was able to give out some speaking points to those who were able to attend, and we can make that available to anybody that wants them as well, just as far as talking points about some of the things that, you know, this marijuana industry will bring, the negative impacts it will have on our city and community. And so it's just time to get engaged. I really felt, Apostle, thank you for being there, because it was really a moment, because we know that God is, he's expanding our borders, and he's given us this influence, and the anointing that's in that house, it is strong. It is strong, and it's not just to be kept to ourselves. They recognize the anointing. They recognize the integrity. They recognize the boldness of the Holy Spirit that we walked in as we spoke, and the clarity that came forth. And so after, you know, every council member came up and spoke with us, the mayor came up and spoke with us, the new chief of police came and spoke with us, members of the community thanked us for speaking up. And this is the influence. This is the cry aloud, spirit not. This is pick up truth in the street, because it's fallen, and we want to make sure that we pick it up and uphold it. And so that's the thing about it, that we're on the side of truth. We're on the side of truth. And so dealing with policy, you know, and being in this arena, a lot of the times we have people who they know what the right thing to do is, but they want to wait until for some odd reason they get, whether it's a whole bunch of data or statistics or information. It's good to do fact finding. It's good to do things based on facts. Nobody's going to deny that. But the thing about it is that when you have the information that's at hand and you know what the right thing to do is, you just have to step out and you got to do it. And so I share that in this in this policy direction is that we got to make sure that we're on, one, we are on the side of truth. And so with being on the side of truth, we know that heaven is going to back us up. And so truth, our man of God always shares with us that it's that which agrees with final reality. So they can go try to go figure out all they want to do, but we're on the side of truth. So we know what we're speaking according to the word of God. It's going to line up with whatever the results that are going to prove what needs to be proven. It's going to line up with the word of God because this is truth. We're on the side of truth, so go do all the fact-finding you need to do. Go find out about the devastation that it'll bring to the community because we're on the side of truth, and heaven's going to back us up, and we know that we're agreeing with what's real, what's reality. And so I encourage everybody, don't be silenced in this hour. I'll just share with this. Pray for the state of California. We're in budget season. The May revise is coming out. That's what's going on in terms of, you know, how money is being spent. There's a big push right now for universal health care here in the state of California. I won't go into that, obviously, like I shared. We can give some updates later, but we don't have the money to pay for universal health care. And so I'll leave it at that for right now, but there's a push right now in our legislature here in California to push for universal health care. It sounds good, but we don't have the means to sustain that, and it's kind of a pipe dream, and it'll put us in a real bad position. But there's a lot of things that are happening. I shared a few weeks ago at a Yahweh night about some of the things that are happening. They just extended the alcohol hours here in California, so places can sell alcohol. It was 2 o'clock. Now they can sell it all the way to 4 o'clock. There's legislation that's already been put in place where now our barbershops and our hair salons can serve beer and wine while you go get your hair done. I mean, it's just lawlessness. It's just foolishness that our legislature is putting out there. So once again, I just encourage everybody to stay engaged. I'll do my part in making sure I give the updates as the man of God continues to just speak truth to us. But once again, like our man of God, we can't have our head in the sand in this hour because it's all on our watch. It's all on our watch right now. And if we turn our head, if we turn the blind eye, they'll run with wickedness all throughout the land. And then we'll be sitting here saying, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? How? It's because we didn't speak up. It's because we didn't stand up and we had the opportunity to make our voice heard. So we'll be mobilizing. We'll be getting people active. And once again, I'll let everybody know when it comes back before the Antioch City Council, because they are looking to put a permanent solution in place, whether they are going to allow marijuana dispensaries to be here in Antioch, whether they're going to allow big growing factories to be here in Antioch. And our loud statement is no. We don't want it. We want a full prohibition on all non-medical, all medical marijuana activities, businesses, and functions. We don't want it in the city of Antioch, and they got to hear it loud and clear from the community, so we'll make sure that they get that message. But praise God. Stay encouraged. Continue to pray for our city. Continue to pray for our state and pray for our nation, because we are in a time of revival, and as we raise the banner of righteousness, the world is going to see it. It's time to arise and rise and shine. Our light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon us. And I just really want to echo once again, we're on the side of truth. We are on the side of truth. So when we stand up and speak for truth, final reality, it's going to agree with what we're saying. So they can try to question it all they want to, but we stand on truth, and it's going to agree with that. So I just encourage everybody. And once again, thank you, Apostle, for allowing me to share. And it was a powerful moment. Myself, Apostle, Deacon Posada were able to share with our 3 minutes of public testimony. But I encourage everybody here, if you have any concern about what's going on in the city that you live in, when they have meetings, there's time for public comment, or on any agenda item, there's 3 minutes that you're guaranteed. You are guaranteed by right 3 minutes to go up there and speak your mind concerning whatever issue it is, whether it's on the agenda or not, and we got to start using it. I won't release some of the things the Lord has put on my heart concerning it at this point, but I just want to encourage you to use it, get active, get mobilized, because the time and the hour is now, and he's expanding our borders. He's given us the influence, the anointing that is in this house. It is powerful. It is strong. And when we release it, we unleash it in our community, they're going to take notice. I'm seeing mayors. I'm seeing elected officials. I'm seeing businessmen all in here in these seats, every seat filled, standing room only, people on the outside trying to get inside because they heard what God is doing in our midst, and they're going to hear about it by us taking it out these doors. They're going to hear about it by us raising our voice in the community. Listen to the vision of QLM and LTJ. priests in our homes, pillars in the church, leaders in the community, glory in the home, intercessors in the church, advocates in the community. We're stepping into this calling. We're stepping into this vision. God has given us the influence. Let's use it. Let's see his name glorified, because revival is here and it's now here in the city of Antioch and in the state of California, and we're carrying that torch, and we're going to raise our voice and we're going to let it be heard. So praise God. I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. I pray that you're excited. What God is doing in this house is not limited to this house. What you see going on, continue to walk by faith. When we're praying and we're interceding on behalf of the city, when we're interceding and calling out the name of officials, know that God is moving. Know that he is already at work on the petitions that we are making before him. So now when we step out on those petitions that we made, it's already done. It's already done. So let's walk in it. Let's obtain it. Let's possess the land. It's already conquered. It belongs to us. And praise God. Thank you, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Good stuff. Praise God. Did anyone have any questions for him? Yes. Sister Tracy. Praise God. Little Ava going to go in there and shake him up. Shock him. Any other questions for the councilman? Sister Liz?
Today was the
Tuesday last night, because we were at QLM on Monday.
Was yesterday the first or?
Oh.
Second and fourth Tuesdays, 7 o'clock, Antioch City Hall is 3rd Street downtown.
Amen. Anyone else? He represents Pittsburgh. Yes, he's Pittsburgh City Council.
Yes, thank you for that point. Yes, Pittsburgh, yes. In Pittsburgh, we've already passed a full prohibition on marijuana, on medical and non-medical. So it's something that I was urging the city of Antioch, because they know that we're neighbors. They know that we have a regional approach. And so I put that olive branch out there. They know that they can contact me, but as well just letting them know that, hey, Pittsburgh has already done this. You can do it too, because we have to work as a region. And they know that, you know, to get to Antioch, they got to come through Pittsburgh first and vice versa. So we want to make sure we're working together. And that point was made as well. But in Pittsburgh, we did pass the prohibition. And so if you're in a city, you know, find out what your city is doing. If you don't live in Pittsburgh or Antioch, if you're in Brentwood or Oakley, I'll give you updates about them as well. Or you can ask me and we can find out that information. But we want to make sure that all of our cities in this region, East Contra Costa County, we got folks in Alameda County and Oakland. We got to pray for Oakland.
Yeah.
And that change will come to Oakland. God will get some righteous leaders in Oakland.
Amen.
But praise God. Amen. There is a prohibition in Pittsburgh, and we want Antioch to adopt one as well.
Glory. Hallelujah. Pastor Lucia. Preacher man, you might want to come on back up here. Amen.
And we will be launching workers to assist in that. We already started on that. So anytime he comes through to you, you know, we make sure that workers are dispersed to get the word out.
Amen.
And I need workers.
Glory. Hallelujah. That was 9 minutes of power last night.
Yeah.
Pastor Sue, how did you say it? 3 minutes?
3 minutes, 3 servants of Dad, and 3 shotguns.
And 3 shotguns. It was loud and clear. The thing of it is that I was sharing that with Pastor Lucia last night. A lot of decisions that, you know, are made in our cities are made by just a few people. And the public really doesn't participate, because for the most part, you know, the seats are usually empty unless something, you know, very, 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 very important comes on. And, you know, but this is one of those very, very, very moments that we need to seize. And there weren't many there last night, but they heard the church loud and clear. And they welcomed, it was favor. Preacher man wasn't sure whether it'd be a conflict of him being there, because he's from Pittsburgh, he's council member in Pittsburgh. But I'm telling you, God just showed favor. and Councilwoman Ogletree, is that how you pronounce her name? Ogletree. I need some practice, obviously. But she just prepared the way for him to come on up. And glory be to God, we had a great time. So, TFT, we're not, I see your hand, hold on one second. TFT, we're not a political advocate group. We are the Church of the Living God. We represent God. Amen. That's who we represent. Our daddy owns this planet. And he didn't make it for heathens to rule on. He's given it to us. And he's given us authority and power over all the power of the enemy, the opponents that work against us, in order to accomplish his will in the earth. But again, we got to get engaged. Now, my pastor, Pastor Ron Parsley, he got engaged. It was probably about maybe 14 years ago. If maybe not that long. Yeah, it's about 14 years ago, about 2003, where he really started to hit the political arena. And so many backed off from him. 2005, 2 years off. And so many backed away from him because he was attacking this political arena. And it needs to be hit. They need to hear the voice of the righteous. If you don't, you have this mess that we have now, and you have people in power. I mean, California, I'm so glad you're bringing out some of the things that they're doing at the state capitol. They just start passing stuff, and it's like, man, when did this stuff pass? You know, they're doing stuff. They're, you know, it's doing legislation and things like that, and it's like, when did this happen? Well, you have somebody there. I can't. You need to pray Leno out if he's not out. Y'all know who Leno is? You need to pray him out. And Jerry. Jerry needs to go on and retire and go and, you know, settle in the sunset somewhere down there. Amen. Praise God. Minister D, you wanted to say something?
Yes, I do. And it's just a thought that comes to my heart as well. Councilman Killings is a resident of Pittsburgh, and he is a son under the ministry of TFT. But in terms of getting information regarding the upcoming initiative, regarding
Well, I believe those bridges are going to be built, especially by what happened last night. But he was the gateway. He's the gateway. That's why he's in that political arena. Certainly. Amen. But again, I believe those bridges have been established, especially after last night. I wish you could have heard some of the responses that were coming back, the feedback. Okay. Pastor Lucia?
You didn't tell them
Okay, well, you know, it's, I don't want to, you know, because it ain't about, you know, but praise God. But anyways. What's that? No, who she was talking about was me. Yeah, she called. She said, "Who is that guy?" He says, "I don't know. I like him. I like him too." And that's when he came right over to me. Yeah. So that's why I say bridges have been, and God's got you. You are covered. He's got you. Hallelujah. Amen. You are covered. This is not just preacher man's idea. This is God's idea, because we need that godly influence in government. And so with Pastor Rod again, people backed away from him. And then he ended up kind of pulling back. They sent the IRS in on him and had him there for, I don't know, about a year, maybe a couple of years or so, just intervening in their business and all. But see, Donald Trump put a stop to that. He said, IRS, back off the church. The only thing, and you can, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the only thing they didn't do, which is good, is that they didn't repeal where churches can be raising money for candidates, because then it gets real messy. But as far as us being able to speak out, Councilman Killings, go vote for him. Well, I did it anyways, but, you know, praise God. But now we can do it legally. Praise God. You know, you can't help yourself when you're speaking up for truth. And so we can say that, you know, without any reproach of them telling them, we're going to take your 501c3. My attitude was, we'll take it. You know, it's like, what? Hey, you know, all it is we just have to pay taxes on what we receive. Either that or, you know, people can't give. But, you know, hey, praise God. Y'all just don't get to write it off, but you still honor God with your time. God, you know, I bet you God will bless you even more. If you did not look for that return on your tithe, you know, that deduction off of your taxes, God would bless more. But since we have that, you know, since we have it, we might as well take advantage of it. Praise God. Because I believe in tithing off of the tithe that I tithed off of. you'll catch up with it. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, when I get that money back from the IRS, I tithe off of that too. It's already been tithed on, but I'm going to tithe again. Praise God. Why not? You can't outgive God. So anyways, we kept you long, but I felt it was very necessary because of where God is taking us as a ministry. Yes. You know, it's like we can't be afraid to hit that political arena, because that deals with governing. That deals with overseeing people's lives. And they're making decisions, and those decisions that they make can be very detrimental for the society that we're trying to change. And so, again, they heard us loud and clear last night, and to God be the glory for that. And I thank you, preacher man. I thank you, Deacon Posada. Were you back there somewhere? Where you at? Wave a hand or something. Yeah, thank you, Deacon Posada. Deacon Posada did very well, too. And those of you who came, Sister Tracy, Sister Robriel, she's probably gone now. And the kids, Ava and Bud, and who else was there? There's Ava over there. It's like, yeah, that was me. Yeah, and so we thank him. Pastor Lucy and I were there as well. So we just praise God. Thank you for letting us know, keeping us abreast. Because, yeah, you're that vessel. Yeah, amen. Love you. All right, stand to your feet. I pray that your heart is encouraged. Sister Teresa, thank you so much for that text. It was very timely. Amen. Praise God. And they live stream it, so you can, you know, you can watch it live stream, the meetings. And it's not like, you know, we're going to be at every meeting, but we'll be at those meetings that we need to be. And then build those relationships. As the mayor said, he'd like for me to be a part of their group that meets. I don't know if it's monthly or how often. Bi-weekly? It's bi-weekly. So next week, the 23rd, We'll be meeting with them to see how things are going, where the mayor meets with the pastors. He's trying to do something for the youth in the community. He wants to, they're looking at things from a, you know, different perspective, you know, games and stuff like that. You know, games are fun, and yes, you need to be able to vent that energy and all, but they need to be raised up in the fear and admonition of the Lord, for real. Come on, Sister Ava. Yeah, you know, that's where the change comes. Because, you know, when they come up 7, 8 years old and they're laying hands on students in the classroom and pow, you know, hey, come on, that's, yeah, they can do it. They can do it. They'll make a statement. The church is at the middle school. But anyways, that being said, we need to get engaged. So praise God. Hallelujah. And Brother Joshua, you better try and walk in that Kellyanne Conway anointing. You know what I mean by that? I ain't talking about the woman, but I'm just saying, they ran a campaign. Him and Preacher Man ran a campaign that was second to none, I believe. Yeah. Praise God. So God has gifted us in various areas, and we need to be aware of that and then cultivate it and release it to make a difference. Praise God. You've got something on the inside of you that God gave you. And it's not there to be dormant. It's not there to be latent. It's not there to be mute. It's there to be released. Seek the Father. What is it, Lord? And help me to release it. Help me to develop it. Help me to use it for your glory. It's not for our glory, but it's for his glory. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, the reason that you're here is because God's got work for you. He's not done with you. If he was, you'd be in glory. But you're still here. So he's got work for you to do. And obviously you got something on the inside of you that needs to be released. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. If you'll give me just a few more minutes, Sister Celine, you said you have need of healing in your respiratory system. Okay. Well, come on up. We're going to lay hands on you and believe God for your healing. Those of you who have to leave, if you have to leave now, go ahead and be dismissed while the rest of us go ahead and pray for Sister Celine in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, we lift up John. John, in the name of Jesus, we send forth the word of God to you to heal you and deliver you from allergies, deliver you from asthma, deliver you from the attack that came on your body. In the name of Jesus, Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. John, I declare healing. I release healing. Jesus has sent forth his word to heal and to deliver from destruction. I speak to that infirmity, and I command you to go and do not return. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, that even now he feels your presence. Even now he feels your healing. Even now he feels the warmth of the Spirit, removing the infirmity, making him totally and completely whole in Jesus' mighty name. Master, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, and we give you thanks. Lord God, bless your people. And I declare over you the blessing of the Lord, that the Lord our God will bless you, will keep you, will make his face shine upon you, will be gracious unto you, lift up his countenance on you, and give you his peace. The name of the Lord be with you, be over you and your household, that he may bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Let your healing power and virtue, Father, continue to flow in this house to where all are healed. Not one walks away with the infirmity or sickness that they came with, but all are healed and made whole. We thank you, Lord. See us safely to our destination. Let no evil befall us, no plague come near us, no hurt, harm, or danger come our way. Guide us safely, I pray. In the name of Jesus, have a blessed and prosperous remainder of this week until we come together again on the first day of the next week. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.